Hey, we're Agnes and Michael Fritz. We currently live and work in Los Angeles and are the founders of Vivo Con Agua in California. The mission of our foundation is to supply countries like Ethiopia, Nepal and Uganda with clean drinking water. Our aim is to do this by intersecting the clean water mission with the love for art, sports, music and culture. Our podcast focuses on the daily struggles of a social startup, running a business with your significant other, while raising a family and adjusting to life and cultural norms in a new country.
You want to have the good news or the bad news?
The bad news first.
We got no sponsor yet, no money.
Okay, and what's the good news then?
We got an Airbnb, which we cannot pay at the moment.
Yeah, that's good. That's better than last year.
Better than last year.
And better than the year before last year.
How was last year, Ms. Fritz?
Last year, when we were organizing the Water Week 2 here in Los Angeles, we were staying at three different places, crashing couches at friends' places, and in the end we also had an Airbnb but stuffed with like 15 people and no space at all. So yeah, to have an Airbnb is a good start, I would say. And 3 years ago when we did the first Water Week here in Los Angeles, we crashed at a friend's house, but he has now a couple of more kids, so there's no space at all.
And his studio, I think, is in the child room now.
Yeah.
So, Ms. Fritz, why this podcast?
Why do you want to do the podcast?
Normally, this is officially not working. If you ask a question, you shouldn't rephrase it. But
first of all, it was your idea. But secondly, I also really like the idea to bring some transparency into our work and to, like, invite people to come with us on founding Viva Con Agua here in the US, and also to share how we work together as a family and as friends, because usually there's a lot of people supporting the whole work, as now there's already one supporter sitting next to us listening to the first podcast. And I think it's also good for us to give us some input and to reflect on our work and on our progress, what we're doing.
So for all the people who listen for the first time and ask themselves, who the fuck is Michael, who the fuck is Agnes, and what is Vivo Con Agua? Vivo Con Agua is like Malte, the guy where we were living, crashed his house. He's he always introduced as the badass motherfucking NGO he knows. And because it's using the universal languages of art, music, culture, sports, humor, and all the other languages which you can play around the world, to raise awareness and funds for clean drinking water. And we founded Vivo Con Agua 15 years ago in St. Pauli, Hamburg, Germany. And now it's existing in 8 countries, and one of that is Vivo Con Agua in California.
And we started the whole thing of coming here, I would say, 3 years ago. And 4 years ago, we were sitting, I think, in Germany and, reflecting on our life. And we both decided to to go somewhere before there's, like, kids coming and into our life. And we're maybe not stuck to one place, but, I mean, with kids, you usually have to, like, take care of schools and everything, so maybe you're not free and flexible enough anymore. So we decided to look for a place, and then we were traveling and we were meeting a lot of friends, and somehow we landed in California, met a lot of crazy people here, and had this tickles in our stomach, and we decided to come here and to found Vivo Con Agua in California. But also saying with, it's not only like the feeling in our stomachs, it's also the knowledge that California is a hub of really cool social and sustainable businesses, or at least it's starting here. Then you have a big art scene, big music scene, and of course a lot of really crazy filmmakers here in town. And it's a hub for a lot of things which can spread globally. And as we want to solve the issue of clean drinking water globally, we decided to move here to bring Viva Con Agua on another level.
And why do you think two Swabian people, Swabian is part of Germany, the south of Germany, where we both come from, can make it here in Los Angeles?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You think it's it's how do you say it? Like a blue or red line in our lives that we have no idea, because often people ask us how you're gonna do that, and we say, hey, we have no idea yet. Where are you gonna live? We have no idea yet, and we have no money yet. And so you think this kind of insecurity is going through our lives?
I can only speak from myself, I would say. I don't know how it is with you, but I had it like since moving away from home with, I think, 19 or 20. I was always traveling a lot. I was always having a lot of crazy ideas to do, and I always just did it. So there was not thinking in a long-term scale in that sense of what will be in like a year, but it was more like I wanted to do something which is sensible. Do you say sensible? And
why are you asking me? Your English is way better than mine.
How long did you study English?
26 semesters.
Yeah, that's maybe why I ask you.
But I have no title and no degree.
Yeah, but maybe the grammar knowledge.
I think, wasn't it also a topic shortly in the visa application that my English is not, my degree, my university degree is not, how do you say, connected or
accepted?
No, normally a CEO has another kind of university, has a university degree at all. Is it like, wasn't it like that? You want, because you did the whole visa application.
Yeah, I just couldn't, like, I just could fill out that you studied for 26 semesters, but the degree was missing. But I tried to, like, not mention it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I did also not mention that that you did no degree in the end, but I mentioned just that you studied 26 semesters, okay. That's it.
Smart woman.
It's not about a goal, it's about a way. And the way of not knowing where to go and what to do, but maybe having the willingness of to really change something. And so, yeah, I don't know who said it, but that the way usually should be the goal and not what you see in the end. So this connects to your earlier question. So for me, it's all about the next steps and not about the 10th step or the end of the long way, but of achieving like every day something. And usually you should have like some I don't know what you say, like some trust in life.
I think that the title of this podcast is Tropwise, how to start a social family business. Why Tropwise? Why did you choose the title?
I proposed the title. You also proposed some titles.
Which was mine?
I don't know. I can't remember. I chose Tropwise because it's saying that you achieve things drop by drop. And of course, I try to use the language of water and to use the language of what hundreds or thousands of supporters are already using in Europe. So in Germany, where we have the biggest crews and people working and also our main like
central office,
I would say, we have a drop talk. So there's people talking and spreading all what we're doing at the Viva Con Agua office. Which is called Drop Talk, and then we also have a lot with the water drop with the earth in it. So this is our logo. So I think the drop is just one of the main images of Viva Con Agua. So Tropwise is saying drop by drop, and I think I like that because we are doing it drop by drop. So we started it 3 years ago here, and then 2 years ago we did another festival, and this year we're doing an artist in residency program. So it's drop by drop, more actions happening in California, and I think it's just going somewhere.
What is the next drop or the next step for you?
to really start working and getting used to the new Airbnb and to settle down our family here and to organize everything with our missing kids care.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
No, we're not, but we lost her somewhere on the way here.
She's still in Bangkok.
Yeah, and so now we have Akita, which is cool, but we're trying to like organize everything, and then I want to prepare everything for the artist in residency and for the people coming in, and we're trying to organize some events and also something with fashion, which is new to us, upcycling collection and everything. So yeah, what's your next steps?
My next steps, probably quite boring, just writing emails and reconnecting with the people, because a lot of people from Germany now connect me with people from LA. There's a big connection between Los Angeles and Germany, because I think a lot of Germans come here to have the sun and, I don't know, do vacation, work here and then go back. So this is probably my next big step. And then on Tuesday I've got some meetings, because tomorrow we are invited to the pre-Oscar
Villa
Aurora event. It sounds more exciting than it is, maybe. And yes.
But what kind of goals do you have in your back head if you meet people here, if you're organizing all the stuff what you're doing, when you really want to like bring Viva Con Agua here to California? What kind of like back goals you have?
It's kind of funny, because I was thinking today about it, and normally I would never say something like that, but to keep it slow and structure it good, because I've realized that in the last times we've been here, we always were really busy doing stuff, blah blah blah, blah, but we didn't really put focus on the structure of it, and that prevents that it really can get sustainable, and that we can start businesses here, like the social businesses, of course, of Viva Con Agua, like maybe selling bottled water, selling toilet paper, or doing the art thing we're doing in the Milanto Gallery, where we sell art and the artist gets a share and Viva Con Agua gets a share. So supporting the water projects. And yeah, and probably building the structure on a long-term scale so we can work it. And find the crazy guy who's from America who want to do Viva Con Agua on a regular base. Because,
why guy?
Eh?
Why guy?
Guy is
could
not...
be a woman.
Is guy masculine?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Because normally, sorry for my language, because normally in English everything is masculine and feminine, like artists. I'm so happy about it. Because in German you always have to say Künstlerin and Künstler. And it's getting... it's making things complicated. No, you have to be more aware. So it doesn't have to be a guy. It can also be a woman.
Like nice.
Thanks for correcting me on that.
I never heard you say that you want to do something slowly. I really like that, because usually you're running around like...
ADD. Today I
played a hummingbird, you know?
You know ADD?
No.
It's ADHS.
Ah,
and today I played soccer, and then somebody said, hey, play it slow. And I said, no, I can't, I got ADD. And from that moment, they were only calling me ADD.
That's your new nickname, ADD. I like that.
Yeah. Me too.
But what I wanted to ask you originally was not how you want to do it, but why.
The topic of clean drinking water and sanitation is a global, like you already mentioned, and Germany, with its culture and mainly with its language, is limited to the Germany, Austria and Switzerland, where the people understand when we speak German. And then you lose a lot of awareness, a lot of tension. There are borders, limitations. That's the main reason. Because here in Los Angeles, of course, almost everybody on this planet speaks English if they are educated or have the privilege of education, let's put it like that. And that's the first reason. The second reason was probably because I have this kind of role as a clown in the Viva Con Agua cosmos in Germany, And so I'm always running around doing blah blah blahs and
ADD.
If you take out the clown of a classroom, there comes a new one. So I think it's time for a new one in Germany. And this is, I think, important for the Viva Con Agua cosmos at home. The other reason is that after 15 years of doing Viva Con Agua now in Germany, I think I got a little bit bored because everything what we have done hasn't been there before, like the cup deposit thing where we're collecting cups on big music festivals where big musicians like Materia or Erze, nobody knows in the US, but oh, the Erze maybe heard of them. But in Germany, quite big, they just say throw your cups, your plastic cups on stage, they have a deposit and you can donate it. Was not existing. There was no social business like the toilet paper or the water, which we're selling in Germany. There was no Millantor Gallery, which is the art festival we're doing. Of course, you know that. That's a little bit strange if we talk like that, and then I explain you things about...
Yeah, I'm getting bored.
Yeah. I see
look
your...
Look at my face.
Yeah. That's the reason why I make it transparent. So I have this big problem. I'm not allowed to be boring to my wife, but also have to make the context clear for the people who have never heard about Viva Con Agua. That's also interesting that we are
now colleagues. For me, it's also interesting because as you're saying that, I was thinking about my also like private intention to come here, I would say. Because on the one hand, of course, we thought about going somewhere together and then we also decided to connect our skills because you're running around ADD style, connecting a lot of people, talking to a lot of people, and usually I was more the structure woman in the office, organizing some stuff, planning, doing a lot of financial calculations and stuff like that, managing maybe more from the back office, but also running quite a lot of like projects with you. So I was also working and volunteering for Viva Con Agua for 5 years, I would say. So, but from my side, I was always interested in the US market in the sense of how they manage the foundations and NGO thing, because their fundraising channels and methods and approaches are different. So, and I always heard, yeah, look at the US market, they're different. I mean, I'm not saying they're better. I don't want to compare it, but it's just different. And for me, I was always curious to learn something new. And then also because I studied culture management, also within the arts and music, I was always interested in a different system. And everyone told me during my studies, hey, look at the US market, it's different. So for me coming here, it's really cool because it links up the different worlds of mine. So I really would like to support Viva Con Agua, but on the other side, I also want to learn something new. And for me, it's also very, very interesting to see how these, like the development sector and also the art and culture sector is working here. I have no clue how it will go, but for the past 2 years, I already collected a lot of really new experiences and learned a lot. And I'm also interested in that. And I'm interested in how it goes the next weeks with what we try to do here.
I think this is part of the Viva Con Agua philosophy concerning all profit, so that you are allowed to have a profit on your own when being engaged with Viva Con Agua. And a profit is that you are allowed to live maybe in Los Angeles, which is a privilege to choose where you want to live and where you want to work and how you want to work, because this is also one of the biggest privileges. We don't have no bosses no more. So it's also one of the biggest responsibilities, but also one of the biggest privileges, because we can work the way we want to work. How you want to work, Ms. Pritz?
I want to work freely and bring in my potential, but I also want to work in the way of that everyone involved is happy with the whole thing. And talking about privileges, I also like to say that because we started with that,
yeah.
Remember?
No.
The asking for the bad and the good message.
Yeah. What was the bad? What was
we have no sponsors yet.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
And I mean, it's a privilege to do the thing, but it's also hard. For me, it was hard to like think about, okay, maybe we get a visa, but how the hell are we going to finance it? Because it's not like one of the major NGOs giving us a lot of money and buying a new house in the Hollywood Hills and whatever. It's like our goal is to work freely, but also to finance us freely or independently, which gives us a lot of uncertainty, or gives at least me and also maybe for the family a lot of uncertainty, because usually I'm really happy if I know that there is something coming in securely, also financially. I can settle down, I can work. It's like for me, it's also important on the one side to be in a safe environment.
I think it's the maximization of leaving your comfort zone.
Yes, it is.
And to make it transparent, like that, we had some kind of break before doing that in Thailand, did vacation or parental time, and we spent quite some time, maybe a week, for looking into Airbnbs. Maybe Airbnb, you want to become our sponsor? We said your company like more often than Viva Con Agua yet. Think about it. Actually, we asked them to make it transparent, but they just forwarded it into their corporate social responsibility team, and there was no answer yet. I think there will be no answer yet.
I would also rent a normal apartment.
Next time.
It doesn't have to be an Airbnb.
Yeah. It's funny that in Venice, they have new regulations now. And in most of the houses, it's not allowed to do Airbnb no more, because the gentrification in Venice is so intense that the prices go up so high that nobody can afford it no more.
Yeah.
Yep. So
here we are in Venice in an Airbnb.
Which we cannot afford. So we need still searching for the sponsors, but we are quite convenient that it somehow works out. Yeah. And what do you think could be interesting for the people? Because we also say how to start. So what is the most important thing if you want to start a social business or a social project or a social movement or an NPO, non-profit organization?
I can answer it directly from my heart, because I've seen a lot of projects in the last 10 to 15 years in different countries overall in the world. And for me, the basic thing always was like, is there really a need? You know? Like, is there really a need? Or do we create something which is not really helpful because people don't use it? I mean, I heard so many stories of people collecting something, giving it to the people, and the people, they don't use it. They don't want it. No one asked them, you know? So for doing something like that, the first really thing is, do you really do something which is useful, or do you just do it for yourself?
That's amazing. I think this
What do you think?
I will give you my answer, but I think it's also true for most of the companies. They should ask this question too at the beginning of it. Do we really need another car big company? Or maybe we have enough cars? It's so unbelievable. We got 2 billion cars on this planet. If you would use car sharing, we only would need 200 million. What if you? My answer would be just do it. Because it will always be hard. It will always challenge your life on many levels. And there are so many reasons why not to do it. But just do it. And integrate all your family members, friends, and like near environmental living people, or how do you say, like the people who are close to you. Because if you don't get them, you will never get some strangers. You have to get your family first. So my family, I think everybody of them pays for Viva Con Agua on a regular base.
My mom sells toilet paper now.
Oh yeah,
out of her office.
Which is quite funny in Unterlenning in a photo studio. And grandmother selling toilet paper in Schwabenländle, which is funny because the toilet paper is really quite a funny thing and toilet topic as well, because most people don't speak about toilets and sanitation. So so far, but 2.4 billion people have no toilet to shit in, and that's the reason why Viva Con Agua is also doing sanitation projects together with our partners.
And because water and sanitation hygiene is closely interlinked, and you can't just do a clean drinking water project when people don't have any latrine or any hand washing facilities, because this all interlinks, and if water gets dirty from a different source, then yeah.
What do you plan for next week?
Next week, I plan to meet up with a lot of people I got to know in the last 2 years here. A lot of cool women also, which I want to see, to plan our artist and residency program better, because we're going to have fashion designers and musician coming, so we want to like organize a good platform for them to work, and we also have Powerwater coming, which is a really cool NGO from Wyoming, and they're also interesting. Maybe we should invite them. It's a couple who run the business together, and we would like to organize a workshop with them.
And you mean like invite them to the podcast?
Yeah.
Could be funny.
We can only invite like couples who work together.
Yeah, because we want to do, or but I think you will join, to do an exhibition about couples who work together. Because it's quite an interesting and sometimes challenging.
You want to make photos?
No, I'm not a photographer. I mean, we got a Leica camera, which makes quite good photos. We got it like a little bit discount, and then it was our wedding present, because Leicas are supposedly quite expensive. But what we were talking about, yeah, like about couples, yeah, the exhibition, yeah, we can also film it. I mean, I don't know, it's a long term.
What's your plan for the next week?
Playing soccer twice to get in shape again, because everybody here in LA seems to be quite in shape. You said, of course, the things with the workshop already, but I don't know.
And
I,
you have a new.
It you comes have from a new, day to day.
Yeah, but you have a daily schedule. So usually you wake up really early. You do all the work with Germany and Europe.
Yes.
In the morning hours, because then they're still awake.
Yeah, that I know. I have to organize the music festival we're doing in Germany. We're getting 15 years, so the big music festival will happen in August with a lot of big famous musicians who are supporting us for a long time, and it will be hopefully 19,000 people coming. So this I have to organize in the morning hours, and we write the book at the moment about 15 years of Viva Con Agua. And some other stuff. Yeah, this is in the morning. Yeah, I have a morning routine, and then I bring the little one to the kita. This is like the best time, because I can walk. This is really beautiful, because we can walk.
And then it's your birthday.
And there's one thing about podcasts you should know. Podcasts are always later communicated, so
you
already spoiled it. But since we really believe in transparency, it's no problem. Our first podcast we ever did, we invited a guy. He's a journalist from Germany, and he's doing a lot of podcasts. And because we had no idea about podcasts, the first season was first episode was about him telling us how a podcast works. If you have no more questions, we will listen to each other again next week. We try to do it weekly and give you an update. And since you already know that we are no professionals in recording podcasts, you are more than welcome to write us any kind of feedback and also questions concerning Viva Con Agua or anything else.
Yeah, I think we will give you more input about Viva Con Agua in general in the next sessions. And we will also keep you updated, live updates from what we're going to do here. And the Artist in Residency program, the founding of Viva Con Agua in California, and also just to show you how we live and work here together.
Thank you, Ms. Britz.
Thank you, Mr.